You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I absolutely love about this note from listener Tia is that she's got the, and I said, and then he said, and then I said, uh-oh, and then he said.
A lot of ping pong here.
One, two, three, four, five. She's got five of those, and okay. I absolutely love it. So I'm leaving every one of them. I am not amending her note to us at all. We just got married in June, she says, and we're flying to visit my parents in about a week. My husband has never been there with me. So obviously he's met her parents, but he's just never been to the parents' house.
Okay.
Last night, he asked if I was nervous about sleeping with him in my old childhood bedroom just down the hall from my parents. And I said, it's no big deal because we won't be doing anything. And he said, why not? I said, because we're at my parents' house. And he said, but we're married and they know we're married. And I said, I don't care. I can't do that at my parents' house. She said, we had a funny argument about it. Neither one of us got angry. We actually laughed, but we still want to know who's right. Can you fool around in your parents' house? I say no. My husband says you definitely can.
Mm.
Thank you for always making me laugh. That is from Tia.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, you go and visit, like, Nicole's dad,
family
and
state.
You stay with him.
Yep. And
but that's also not her childhood home, though. I wonder if there's a difference.
It's not. That's some sort of, on the surface, it seems like some sort of weird conquest or weird fetish thing for the husband. But then you step back a little bit and you're like, you know what? It's kind of cute and kind of funny and kind of romantic. So I say do it. Get your freak on. And it's the whole, they are married. What's the big deal? They're not sneaking around.
Yeah, I have I've lived this before. Not with somebody that I was married with, but somebody that was dating. And obviously the parents aren't stupid. And we went to visit her parents in, her parents lived in Michigan. And that was her childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, there'll be no funny business here. And I was like,
okay.
We were even on a different floor from her parents.
Well,
and she's like, there will be nothing that goes on in this house. I was like, okay.
I see that as a courtesy if it's just a girlfriend and you're going to visit the parents.
Yeah, but we slept in the same room. I mean, if it was separate bedrooms, okay.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, Tia has asked us to open this up. You know, it's kind of funny. I told a little story that, you know, I had a similar situation with a girlfriend, and somebody wrote in a text to me asking, you know, when the parents laid down that law, how did my, you know, ex-girlfriend, you know, respond to that? And I have to say, it had nothing to do with the parents. Parents were not involved in this conversation at all. It was the girlfriend who, on her own, just like Tia. Tia's not saying that her parents have said anything. This is just Tia saying, we're not doing that in my parents' house, which I think is funny. It's funny to me. I see why she feels that way. But
right.
At
it's,
the same time,
it's,
I mean,
the room she
kidding?
Was raised in. Janelle texted in and said something that I was essentially going to say. So it's only weird if it's still decorated the same. If it's just a bedroom now, there's nothing wrong with a quiet romp, is what she said. And I was thinking that during the break. Like, what if they get there and it's still, you know, the Little Mermaid, you know, covers and the stuffed animals and all the stuff on the walls? It's not going to get me in the mood at all.
That's
kind of creepy at that point.
I mean, when the lights go out, you don't see any of that stuff. So
but you know it's still. You know the teddy bear is over there in the corner judging your every move.
So if her childhood toys are in the room, then it's off limits.
It's off limits.
What a weird rule that is.
Nah, it's a solid rule.
That is almost creepier than the other way around.
That you're doing it with all of her childhood memories there staring at you?
It's almost creepier.
That's the creepy part.
It's almost creepier that you are referencing the childhood toys and you're making them part of your married, you know, sex life.
But you're not. That's the thing. If it is decorated that way, you're not.
But you are making it part of the sex life, even if that is what's causing you to not doing it. In other words, it should be irrelevant what is around you.
It's not irrelevant when you're doing it on Little Mermaid sheets.
Why? You have these neuroses
because they're little
kid
sheets. That's disgusting.
But she's not a little kid.
But you're thinking of her then as a little kid being
no,
in that bed.
No, you're not.
Oh yes,
that's you. You are projecting your weirdness now.
That's not weirdness.
If you're on Little Mermaid sheets, suddenly Nicole is 9.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it if I look over and I still see all of her little, you know, track and field trophies.
Oh, my God.
Sitting there.
Nicole,
I'm not doing it.
I know you're listening. Nicole's listening to the show. I want her to go out and buy some Little Mermaid sheets.
A whole what? New world. No, that's me. That's Aladdin.
Instead of under the sea, it's under the sheets, my friend.
Woo.
Under the sheets. Under the sheets.
Motion in the ocean.
Let's talk to Wade. Wade, sorry you had to sit through all of that. I'm sorry, buddy.
Dude, I couldn't stop laughing. That's freaking hilarious. Little Mermaid sheets, really, Jack?
I couldn't do it, Wade.
Does Dick Neck still have a little Mermaid sheets in her old home?
I hope so.
No, Wade, she doesn't.
I hope so.
What do you want to say about this, Wade? I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, come on. Go for it. I mean, God, when my wife and I first got married, we went over to her parents' house, and her parents egged us on. It made it fun.
Did you just drop your pants and do it right there in front of her parents, Wade?
That's so good. They egged you on. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So did you do it then?
Oh, like...
Of course.
No, of course he did.
Oh, Wade. Listen, we need to bail on this conversation with you because I'm not sure what's going to pour out of your mouth.
It might go south.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. But I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah. You too.
See you there, pervert Wade. Pervy Wade. All right.
Jared says nobody moves out of their parents' house when they are 12 and still has mermaid sheets.
You don't know. You could go. It could be one of those houses where you go back and your mom still has it decorated like it was in high school.
When she was in high school, she's not going to have Little Mermaid sheets.
New Kids on the Block sheets, NSYNC sheets.
When you're 18, 19 years old, you still got those sheets on your bed?
Hey, you don't know.
Now we know who you've been dating. Oh, my God. What else?
Just a lot of people bashing me right now on the text line, and I don't appreciate it.
Nadine's making the same point. She's like, she's not 7 years old.
No, but you're in a room surrounded by items and pictures and things from her youth. It's not exactly like the perfect intimate situation for me.
The last time on this show that I recommended on the show that you go get counseling, you got so mad at me in real life.
Counseling.
And I'm going to have to say it again, even at the risk of you getting mad. You might need to go talk to somebody about
somebody. Then the counselor's going to be like, oh, my God, Jerry, you're normal. You don't want to have sex in a child's old bedroom. Good for you, Jerry.
Yes, I'm sure that's normal.
Good job, Jerry.
For people to feel that way. Beth says, my husband wouldn't be able to perform.
See?
That would be you, right? You wouldn't even be able to, right?
Perform?
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about performing.
Yeah.
I can't do it when their old ballet slippers are hanging on the wall. Couldn't do it. I tippy toe on out of there.
There's so many more that are coming in that we cannot read.
Where's your sense of adventure? I've had plenty of adventures when it came to that. I'm just not going to do it in the childhood bedroom.
Oh, really? Well, like, what have been your adventures?
I am not getting into it.
You have to be home. You have to be in your bedroom.
No, I have never said that.
You
don't get to be with somebody for 21 years without having a few adventures and spontaneity and fun, unique locations.
Tell us one.
I am not going to tell you one.
Well, then I don't believe you. Tell me one location.
I've told you plenty off the air. I'm not.
Tell me one on the air because I don't remember you ever telling me. I want to know.
Let's just say I won't name which mall, but there was a mall
with Nicole.
Oops.
No. Right. That was not with Nicole. I know that old story when you were a randy 19-year-old or whatever. I'm talking about in your marriage with your wife.
Knick-knack. Uh-huh. No, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
I don't think it exists.
Because then you get all weird and pervy on me when I tell you. Yeah, I would have done it there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Listen, you guys, your text messages are cracking us up. So thank you for playing along and having some fun with us. I'm going to see if there's any more. Okay, no, we can't read that either. All right. Listen, you guys are great. Coming up in... Oh, wait a minute. What are we telling Tia?
All right.
We have to give her an answer.
I mean, ultimately, it's her call. It's her call.
Well, that's the truth. You speak the truth there. If Tia says,
she says no, it's not happening.
Then that's it.
You're done, so, Randy.
So, Tia.
And
I guess,
Wade.
I guess you win.
Ain't no loving going on in that room.
Yeah, so I guess the husband just needs to know. You're not comfortable there, because, but it has nothing to do with Little Mermaid sheets. It's just that it's under her parents' roof.
Yeah. She's laying down the law, buddy.